Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, calls for greater inclusivity for people living with disability in Australia. Russian President Vladimir Putin demands recognition of annexed territories. And in sport, Switzerland and South Korea clinch the last two places in the knockout stage at the World Cup. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghail. There are calls for greater inclusivity for people living with disability in Australia on the International Day of People with Disability. In line with the UN theme for innovative solutions to make the world a more accessible place, People Living with Disability Australia is calling for more to be done to ensure people with disability are included in all levels of society. President Nicole Lee says the day is an important reminder to Australians of what people with disability can contribute to the community.
You know, days like today are ways to celebrate our individuality, as well as, just being part of, remind people that we are and we're part of the community and that we belong alongside everybody else in society, just like everyone else. And to start, accepting us. And it's 2022, we shouldn't be looking for acceptance. We should just already be part of this community and we should already belong by now. But unfortunately, we've still got a bit to go, especially with the current threat of COVID and not a lot of safety measures.
Ms. Lee adds that workplaces and other spaces need to be adaptable so that it's safer and more inclusive for those living with disability. Russian President Vladimir Putin is demanding recognition of annexed regions of Ukraine before conducting any peace talks. The Kremlin is blaming the West's failure to accept the annexation on Russia's inability to conduct negotiations, as Putin remains firmly against the West's demand for Russia to remove his forces from Ukraine. This comes as U.S. President Joe Biden said just days ago that he was ready to meet Mr. Putin if he observes an intention from Russia to end the war. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz also spoke to Mr. Putin on Friday, urging his counterpart to find a diplomatic solution to pull Russian troops out of Ukraine as soon as possible. Lapses in COVID-19 measures create the perfect conditions for a new variant to emerge, according to the World Health Organization's Director General. With the peak of the pandemic behind, most countries are starting to reduce surveillance, testing, and vaccination for prevention of the disease, which has claimed more than 6 million lives so far. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says countries must remain vigilant despite stronger immunity.
WHO estimates that at least 90% of the world's population now has some level of immunity to SARS-CoV-2. We are much closer to being able to say that the emergency phase of the pandemic is over, but we're not there yet. Gaps in surveillance, testing, sequencing, and vaccination are continuing to create the perfect conditions for a new variant of concern to emerge that could cause significant mortality.
This comes as China experiences a resurgence in infections. The easing of COVID-19 measures in some Chinese cities was met with a mixture of relief and concern on Friday, as hundreds of millions await an expected shift in national virus policies after widespread social unrest. A Shiite cleric in Iraq has demanded his followers sign an anti-LGBT pledge. Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr posted a statement on Twitter Wednesday calling for believing men and women to unite all over the world to combat the LGBT community. Religious figure Ibrahim al-Jadiri explains.
One or two years ago, His Eminence Muqtada al-Sadr talked about this subject and mentioned its forms and all its corruptions for the whole world, not just in Iraq but in all Islamic countries. So, it was rejected by the Iraqi leader Muqtada al-Sadr, and what we saw in Qatar was a message to His Eminence Muqtada al-Sadr for him to complete his great project, rejecting these kinds of vanities. Today, there is a big pledge being initiated. The supervisors who organize the Friday prayers are overseeing it. There is a huge turnout of people who want to sign this pledge so we can send a message to the whole world that we reject this behavior.
Iraq does not have a law that explicitly criminalizes homosexuality, although it has one that outlaws immodest acts. Al-Sadr's proclamation comes amid a World Cup in Qatar that has drawn international scrutiny to LGBTQ rights there and in the region more generally. In football, Socceroos coach Graham Arnold says his team has three things in its favor heading into tomorrow morning's World Cup round of 16 showdown with Argentina. Australia entered their biggest match in more than a decade, heavy underdogs against a side highlighted by one of the greatest players of all time in Lionel Messi. But Arnold says the congested nature of the schedule at this World Cup, both Australia and Argentina will be playing this match just 3 days after their last match, will help Australia, as they won't have time to think too much before the game. Arnold says Australia has the advantage of knowing exactly what to expect from Argentina. And he also says the Socceroos always rise to the challenge of playing the two-time world champions. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghadib.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.